Among Tonga men, the practice of polygamy is widespread. Dr. Nkululeko Sibanda lives in Siankanenge village in Binga. He says before the Kariba Dam was built, polygamy provided his fishing and farming ancestors with a much-needed labor force. Now, however, he says Tonga culture has been corrupted by locals tying the knot with members of other cultural groups. Dr. Sibanda argues this has robbed polygamy of its original appeal and benefits. He adds that economic hardships have made the practice less popular. The physician's view is shared by Julius Sianchali from Mankobole village. Sianchali says while he has only one wife, he's often considered marrying a second, but several factors have stopped him from doing so.
These days, it's not easy to be polygamous. I see a lot of people who are failing to look after their families properly because of the hardships. There's also the issue of HIV/AIDS, so I think it's best to stop this practice because really there isn't much joy in polygamous families.
Thompson Mbiba is a retired hotel worker. At one time, he had three wives, but one has died. Mbiba says he was able to care for many wives.
I had three wives because I used to work and life was easy. I could provide for a big family. I used to work at Mliwizi Hotel, so at month end I could afford to buy everything for my family so other women would envy that and want me to marry them too.
Now, says Mdiba, life has taken a turn for the worse. He says he'd advise his sons not to take more than one wife. But fisherman Carlson Gwenya disagrees. The 25-year-old says he already has two wives.
We are used to having more than one wife. It's our culture. Of course, it's not easy, but we are used to it. Even the women accept polygamy and don't make too many demands. They just want soap and food. They don't ask for much.
Gwenya's views are supported by Tyro Sabau from Mangani. The retired miner has three wives and 17 children. Sabau says he married three women to ensure his homestead and livestock are well looked after while he's away at Achura's mine. Sabau's first wife, Salia, says there wasn't much she could say or do when her husband told her he wanted to marry again.
Even if it hurts you, there is nothing you can do. But that's how men are. My grandfather and father were polygamists. They had four or five wives each. I found the practice there, so I can't say no to it.
Salia says she gets along with her co-wife. They seldom quarrel because each wife has her own kitchen and bedroom. She says despite the economic hardships, her husband is providing well for her. Reporting for Studio 7 in Binga, this is Netai Mlilo.